Somebody's going to go bridge here. It's a matter of time.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Gombridge Podcast, episode 119, presented by Guy Boston Sports. My name is Andrew Gardner, joined alongside by Alex Clausen and Steve Brady. Boys, how are we doing today?
Stevie Locks, what are the odds that I am over under one of the half cuts today?
You are for sure going to be over. And I don't think I'm using my plug-in mic right now, so I'm going to try and fix it before I keep talking too much. So welcome to the episode 119.
I'm taking the under today. Did you get a haircut?
I also Clausen? Feel like I'm taking the under.
Did you get a haircut?
I did get a haircut.
Nice. Looks good.
Needed to get one before before spring break next week.
Boom. You excited?
I am excited. It hasn't hit me yet that we're leaving in 5 days. I haven't checked in yet, and I haven't packed a thing. So
same.
I feel like that's going to be – we leave on, like, Sunday morning. I feel like that's going to be a Saturday night at 11 p.m. issue. And then it'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what happened the last time we were in Florida? We shout out Knight Library.
Very academic institution that
Very
was.
Very academic. I'm bummed we can't stop back there. But I'm excited. It's gonna be fun.
You would want to go back?
I don't know. Actually, that place might just be like a one and done.
Like I think
that place took years off my life for like, and we were there for like 2 hours.
I learned so much at that library.
So much.
I feel like going back would just be a diminishing margin of return.
And you know what the crazy thing is the focus on their learning and academics usually takes place between the hours of like 8 p.m. and 2 a.m.
And I'll tell you what, they really got the young crowd in there. They really get those kids in that library early.
They sure do. I mean, the earlier the better. They want to learn. Shout out UCF. Oh, we got double Steves in the building.
Whoa.
Oh, whoa. Steve's here. Steve's gone. Steve. Oh, Steve.
Up close and personal with Steve Brady.
Oh, yeah.
Steve, you big Sox guy? You big Sox guy, Steve?
Here or there. Here or there. I'm still not plugged in yet.
I was going to say, I hate to break it to you, but you sound worse.
Yeah.
We were not prepared.
My microphone is plugged in.
Oh, there we go. Crispy audio.
That's some ASMR.
That's a lot better.
There we go.
Quality.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So we got there eventually.
You got anything on the Boston Red Sox this week?
Oh, dude. Boy, do I. Looking good in spring training. You know, take that with a grain of salt. Bobby Dalbec looks good every spring training, and that's not a season-long event. But I'll tell you what is a season-long event. Probably all of the injuries that we're experiencing. RIP Justin Turner's face. That's kind of unpreventable. I hope he's okay. For the most part, it looks like he is. Didn't break anything. And then James Paxton, yet again, dead. So
he's alive, kind of.
Yeah, he's alive.
He's alive. His arm or hamstrings.
He's not alive in any way that benefits us. So.
Yeah. So just like last year, Sox have caught the injury bug early. Three guys in the tentative starting rotation for opening day probably aren't going to be ready. James Paxton, off the jump. What'd you say, Clausen? Was an inning and 2/3 last week, pulled his hammy. And he basically said himself that he's not going to be ready for opening day, which is great. I mean, they paid him last year. He was out the whole year. They're like, listen, we're going to pick up your option. You're going to come back. You're going to be good because you used to be good. He just got to stay healthy. He refuses. He just hasn't been healthy. He hasn't been healthy.
I'm starting to think, James, go ahead.
No, I've thought this for a long time. Why is it only in baseball that like guys get serious hamstring injuries and it's so frequent?
It's all your power is generated from your legs.
It's your drive.
Yeah, but you don't see it in football. You don't see it in basketball as much.
Well, you're not really like specifically as a pitcher, you're pushing off that leg 100 times a game.
I realize
it's a little different than a dedicated, like, you know.
I'm not saying it's like pitcher specific, but we see a lot of guys like running down the first baseline, pull their hammy. I feel like you don't see running backs. You don't see that happen to. You barely see it in the NBA.
Yeah, hockey. They just tear their ACLs.
True. Hockey, it's just a non-factor. So those guys are a lot tougher.
I'm looking at a shout out Revere Health. This was written 7 years ago in 2016. Sorry. 10 most common football injuries. Number one, hamstring strain.
All right, nice.
All right, but I feel like guys don't miss months on months with hamstring injuries.
I don't know.
Well, maybe that's.
I guess it's more like this is a long season, and we're going to be conservative because maybe we'll be good down the line, and James Paxton being 100% healthy will ultimately benefit us more than if we rush him back into play when we don't need to. And honestly, I think that he'll come back after a few months, and then he'll probably just get injured again. So
I'm starting to think that Seattle pitchers probably shouldn't get signed by the Red Sox. You guys remember Carson Smith a couple years ago?
Oh, boy.
Boy, do I.
That was he was traded here for – oh, my God. Who'd we trade for him?
I thought he was going to be
Wade Miley. We traded Wade Miley for him.
And I'll look now, but I want to say he pitched maybe twice because he was injured every time.
Well, he was maybe like our setup guy.
You remember
didn't he throw his glove against the bullpen and blew his arm out?
Yep. I was going to say, you remember what the career ender was? It was exactly that.
That legitimately end his career?
That was it. He, in 2016 for the Red Sox, pitched in 3 games. 2017, pitched in 8. 2018, he was kind of cooking. Pitched in 18, blows up 1 game, throws his glove at the dugout wall and blew out his shoulder. And that was it from Carson Smith. Never heard from again. I remember it was him and Tyler Thornburg who we got for Travis Shaw. And I remember Dave Nebraska was like, these guys are the setup guys of the future. And I think combined they pitched maybe like 30 games. Sick mustache.
Thanks, bro. It looks kind of real.
It does. For you had me thinking for a minute. I was like, wait, did Steve grow one out?
I look like Clausen.
Keep it, Steve.
All right, none of the viewers can see this, but I got a mustache now.
You look like you're 45 years old.
This is how I'm going to look when I bring my kids to buy their Little League game.
I don't think they're going to let you 100 feet from the field, 100 yards from the
field. I like watching from the outfield anyway. It's a better view.
Those are the guys who are super into it.
Yeah, they're in the game, bro. Anyway.
This is how we're going to roll for the next minute or two.
Okay. Gardner right now is an animated giraffe with a sick fade.
Anyway, I don't know why we're doing this because no one can see this. But
this is an audio show. But yeah.
James Paxton, not great. what was I gonna say? Yeah, so the Sox lose him, and then Justin Turner got beamed in the face yesterday, which again not preventable. Gets abs. I can't take myself seriously with this on.
I can't take you seriously either. Yeah, but I mean, like, you get hit in the face, you get hit in the face. Nobody wants getting hit in the face. Nobody wants to hit somebody in the face. It's a freak thing that happens. Luckily, there's no facial fractures or structural damage. I think he got, like, 13 stitches, and he got probably concussed. So that's too bad.
No concussion.
That's probably a lie to get him back sooner. But
Dr. Steve.
Yeah, I mean, you get hit in the face with a ball that gives you 13 stitches. Your brain rattled around a little bit.
He's super lucky that he also didn't break like any bones, like cheekbone.
Or his orbital.
Orbital. Might be my favorite name for a bone.
Keep your eyeball in place.
Clausen's a dog now.
I'm trying to see if they got a cat so we can get this cat episode underway.
Oh, dude. Live stream a cat episode. We're all cats.
It's been a long time coming.
Meow.
They do have one, Clausen.
They have a cat?
Yep.
No way.
Yeah. So what's it called? You got Turner out now. Do we think Turner is going to be ready for opening day? Steve, change your
I'm good. I'm going to. And then we should take a picture and put it on the story.
Okay.
Do I think Turner's going to be ready for opening day? No, I don't.
Do they really need him on opening day, though? Think about it.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, who else?
We don't have a lot
at this good, rate, at this like, rate, we're looking at like Alfaro being the DH.
It's a good thing Alfaro's hitting 700 in the spring right now.
He's been fantastic.
Dolman, he looks like Juan Soto, bro. You guys seen those comparisons?
No, that's
it's like I was that a different guy.
Is that I think that's Rafaela.
Oh yeah, it is Rafaela. Right.
This is sick.
This is tight. This is tight, bro.
This is super cool. We should just keep it like this for the whole episode. Again, no one can see this. This is funny to me, but
we're gonna put it on the story, and then
I got a picture. Okay, I got it.
Look how surprised I am.
Is that your reaction when Justin Turner got hit in the face?
Yeah, me when
can
Justin
I,
Turner
wait, got can hit I see the your face? Reaction when Justin Turner got, yeah, got in the
wait,
face?
Wait, me when I saw Justin Turner get hit.
Clausen, what was your reaction?
I can't move my hands. It's more like, you know, hands in the face.
Can you not move your hands? No.
Nah, this is...
No.
It's just a face. It's just a head thing and a mouth thing.
True. Dude, I will.
Those are my two favorite things.
Anyways, so now we're down Turner, we're down Mondesi, we're down Story. Infield is very, very hurt at this point. Very, very, I think we talked about, it was either last week or the week before, the infield depth, how the outfield's pretty loaded. Infield, not so much. So I don't really know with Turner being out. It's like Casas at first, Arroyo at second, Kike at short, Devers at third. I guess we're looking at Bobby Dalbec or Alfaro as like the DH right now if Turner's out for opening day.
Well, my thought would be you keep the infield the way it is, and then you just put Duvall at DH for a couple weeks until he's back.
That's actually not a terrible...
Not you might a, have to do that.
I mean, not a bad idea.
Big Bob might also have to be super utility.
Dude, I said that last week. I was like, we could see Bob at second or short.
Well, I knew that we could see him at second. I think shortstop is like a lot to ask from the guy, but at this rate, you don't really have a lot of options.
Dude, if Jonathan Arroz could do it, Bobby can do it.
Jonathan Arroz did not do it.
No, he played second and short. Not well.
He barely well. Did.
Well, not well, but he played. He played. Yeah, but real quick on the outfield. Yeah, it's Duvall, Verdugo, Yoshida. Duran's been tearing it up so far in the spring. You also have Ref Snyder. You've also got Tapia. And again, I said this last week, like there's a lot of competition in spring training. I'm curious to see how things shake out. I mean, the thing is the sample sizes are very small from spring training, but you know, there are other guys too, like Ryan Fitzgerald. I know he's only played in 15 at bats. He's got 5 hits. Like he's been hitting the ball around, 4 doubles. So I've always said any competition is good competition, whether that's at, you know, the youth level, college level, professional level.
See how it translates. I think if this confirms that the Woo Sox are going to be a wagon this year, see how it translates to the majors.
We'll see.
I would have to think that statistically the best team ever, they're 7-0 right now at the time of this recording.
How have we failed to mention that so far?
They are the best team in baseball right now. We should have opened it up. Welcome back to episode 119, the home of the best team in baseball, Boston Red Sox.
The spring, they're about to be, for the second time in 6 seasons, Grapefruit League champions. The 2018 team, it's not talked about enough how not only were they the best regular season team of all time, they only lost 3 postseason games. They were the Grapefruit League champs as well.
I think consistently, when we are the Grapefruit League champions, the Red Sox are good that year.
Yeah.
They should give out like key, they should give out like a smaller World Series trophy if you win the championship in spring training, like
Or
keychain
like
size.
a grapefruit.
Could be like an orange bowl,
Well,
like a grapefruit.
at what's it
grapefruit
called
bowl.
for the summer league for the NBA? If those guys win it, they get rings.
Yeah, that's all a bunch of rookies, though.
True, true,
Second year players.
true, true. Yeah, I mean that'd be cool. That'd be cool. I don't know. I feel like spring training's weird. It's kind of like if the Red Sox are bad or your favorite team is bad, you're like, all right, well, it's spring training. Doesn't matter. They'll figure it out once it gets to the real season. But it fits the narrative that they're good in the regular season. Why can't they be good in the regular season?
I think that as long as the team stays healthy, they could be pretty decent. And when I say decent, I mean like maybe on the high end, sneak into a wild card spot. But I don't think they're going to stay healthy all year. That's a lot to ask from this group of individuals.
I still feel like they can
But
get a wild card. I still think that they are the third best team in the American League East. But health is a big factor because we failed to mention Brian Bello probably also won't be opening or ready for opening day. I forget what his exact injury was. And then Whitlock, who had the hip surgery, I think in it's like the end of last year, like early October. He's still not 100% from that either. So they're going to be down or like starting rotation opening day. We're looking at probably Chris Sale, Corey Kluber, Nick Pivetta, Tanner Houck, Cutter Crawford.
that does not make me
Yeah.
very confident.
That's not that bad.
I mean,
It's not as good as it could be.
as long as they can get Cutter Crawford out of there kind of soon.
Look, I'll put it this way. I would rather the Sox be hurt right now and hopefully, knock on wood, get it out of the way than them be hurt in July, August, and September.
Great
It
point,
appears
kid.
that Bayo has forearm soreness
Classic.
of some form.
What do you think he
Classic.
was doing to get that forearm so sore?
Probably pumping iron.
Throwing baseballs.
Yeah, twisting all the light bulbs.
Gonna go ahead and throw this cat filter off. I
Yeah, I was just
think I
thinking that too.
decided.
Wild
I'm
thing.
gonna still got the
Look at the
stash though.
mustache.
It's crazy how realistic this looks.
Dude, we have technology these days is crazy. You know what? You know what popped up? I went on Snapchat earlier today, and I don't know if you guys have been on it today or
Cameos.
where you can like now chat with AI, your personal AI bot.
Oh, you can? That's scary,
I
man.
was like,
The
first
future is
off,
now.
I feel you got to be really, really, really lonely to have to resort to paying to talk with the Snapchat AI bot.
Yeah, but I mean, hey, at least it's out there for somebody, right? Like, I
True.
bet Zach Greinke talks to that thing all the time. Nice.
Probably.
A strapping young man.
Let me see if I can find it was where can I find this? It's been like advertising it to me all day about why it's. Oh, here we go. My AI, chat, ask questions, and have fun with your unreal best friend.
Maybe there's people out there, maybe there's listeners out there that use it.
I
And
think
we
it's a
shouldn't
new
make fun
feature.
of them.
It just dropped today.
What do you talk about, Guardy?
Well, it has an example. It says, me, did we just become best friends? My AI best friend. Of course we did. I'm always here to chat with you.
Gonna talk
Nice.
about what are you gonna talk
Weird.
about with that thing, Guardy?
I don't know. Have you guys, Chat GPT?
I've heard of
Yeah.
it.
It's like, I know, Steve, I know you're not like in college anymore, but it's become a big thing where professors are like geeking out about people using it to write essays and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, people at work use it to write cold emails and stuff.
Do they?
Yeah,
You can
it's a
write code
thing.
with
With it. You can really do anything you want.
Well, I was thinking about ChatGPT here, and I'm going to ask it what it thinks the Red Sox are going to do this year.
All right, that's a good segment. It's a solid segment.
Right?
Should I make like an intro to this? Be like, beep, boop, beep, boop.
This can be the clip for, yeah, Steve, could you, oh, it wants, I've actually never signed up to use it, so bear with me for a minute here.
You know, that episode of SpongeBob, No Free Ads, where Mr. Krabs, No Free Ads, says, he's like listening to the radio and he's like trying to figure out like what the song is. And he's like, you know, the song, play the song. It's like,
yeah,
beep, boop, boop, beep, boop. And then
SpongeBob, that's all you get. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, here we go. I'm into ChatGPT. Okay, next, yep. How should I phrase this? Like, how will the Red Sox do this year?
Predict the Reds, the 2023 Red Sox season.
Predict, yeah, how the 2023 Red Sox season will go. All right.
Have you guys seen the show where it's like an AI generated like spoof of Seinfeld?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. But
I
then
have
it
not,
got canceled for saying something off color. So be careful what you do with AI friends.
You guys ever see those videos on that 6 second video app where they have like the AI generated voice of like all the presidents and they're like playing Minecraft,
yeah,
together?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like that actually.
All right, we've got our prediction from ChatGPT.
Okay.
Assuming that the 2023 Red Sox team is composed of similar talent and management as the 2022 team, there are a few factors that could impact their performance. Number one, player performance. The success of any baseball team depends on the individual performance of its players. If the Red Sox have a strong lineup and rotation, they have the potential to win games and make a playoff push. However, This is telling me nothing. I'm going to be completely honest. However, if they struggle with injuries, poor form, I hate when they just are, you know, poor form, or other issues, the season could be disappointing. Number two, competition. The American League East is a tough division, but the Yankees, Rays, and Blue Jays, get fucked, Orioles, all fielding competitive teams. The Red Sox will need to play well to keep up with their rivals and secure a playoff spot. Based on these factors, I would predict that the 2023 Red Sox season will be a competitive one, with the team vying for a playoff spot throughout the season. If they can stay healthy and perform consistently, they have the potential to make a deep postseason run. However, there are no guarantees in baseball, and any number of factors could impact that this season.
Wow. That was, I gave you an answer without giving you an answer.
I will
that was
say,
a better take than I've ever heard on Felger and Maz, though. So shout out.
Dude, do you think like a lot of these sports shows now are just gonna do this?
You should ask it to make an episode of the Gone Bridge podcast.
That's a
good idea. Write an intro for the Gone Bridge podcast.
Right.
It's gonna be like, what is Gone Bridge?
write an episode. Right here, I'm gonna share my screen with you guys too, so you can see this.
Who are these people?
Who are these people doing this podcast?
Are these high schoolers?
Is the show established?
Do you have to be like specific about it being a Red Sox podcast?
All right, here's our new intro. Welcome to the Gone Bridge Podcast, where we explore the fascinating stories behind some of the world's most iconic bridges. In this episode, we'll be delving into the history of America's most beloved landmarks, the Golden Gate Bridge.
And it wrote like two more paragraphs.
From its humble beginnings as a controversial engineering project to its status as a global icon of modern engineering. Here, we'll do write an intro for a Red Sox podcast. Episode. Welcome to the Reds. I think that's actually a real podcast name. So I'm not gonna say it. Welcome to Blank Blank Podcast, where we bring you the latest news, insights, and analysis on the Boston Red Sox. In this episode, we'll be diving into the team's recent performance and what it means for their playoff hopes.
Yep. You know what would have been really funny?
What's up, and welcome back.
For those who have been here for a while, if this popped out, I'll like turn on the lights.
What episode was that? That was,
it was like 8.
My God. We were trying to come up with new intros.
Sub 10 for sure.
This is fun to play with, right? What will Tristan Casas's stats be this year? Here we go. Tristan Casas is a highly touted prospect in the Boston Red Sox organization. He made his major league debut in 2021. That is incorrect. Oh, wait, no. No, it is incorrect. In his limited playing time last year, he showed flashes of potential hitting 250, which I don't think he hit. Let's see. I feel like this is just all wrong.
Ask it to write something that we can chirp Jaron Duran with from the outfield.
This is just completely wrong. He cannot, the AI said it cannot predict the future. What's a good chirp for a baseball outfielder? It's a chirp. It's Clausen. It suggests the chirping good taste and appropriate.
I'm always for a good taste and appropriation.
One possible appropriation. One possible chirp for an outfielder could be, "Hey batter, you better hit it a little further next time, or I might have to catch it with my eyes closed." Oh man, really got him. This play it then highlights why this is a chirp. This playful jab highlights the outfielder's ability to make catches look easy and suggests that the batter need to step up their game. You can really have a lot of fun with this thing.
That'll really get him.
That could really get him.
Write something about Steve before he comes back. Write an insult for Steve Brady.
Where'd he go? Did he type something in the chat?
He said BRB.
Oh, okay. I don't have it open. It is, the AI says, it is not appropriate or productive for me to generate insults. Write a roast for Steve Brady. Come on. It won't. It is. This thing's kind of lame. Write a chirp for Steve Brady.
I don't think it's going to work.
Oh, here we go. All right. This is what we're going to say to Steve when he comes back.
That's horrible.
Oh my God, actually, I'm not going to read that.
Hey, you got. I think we have to. We'll have him read it himself.
This thing went from, I will not provide a chirp or insult because that is not kind and it is mean. And then spit out an incredibly mean thing to say to somebody. We'll let Steve read that when he comes back.
Ask it to write a love letter to Mickey Mouse from you.
All right. Enough. So yeah, that was our new segment. What's it called? Man, hold on. Steve will be back in a few, but that was our ChatGPT Red Sox segment, which I'd be curious to see as the season goes on, how well that thing is able to keep up with things.
I feel like the more we use it, the more information it's going to steal, and eventually it will just overrun the Gone Bridge podcast.
True. Yeah. I don't think we're going to be needed for anything soon.
We'll just have our little robot voices read it off. It'll be like, it'll be a text-to-speak podcast by the All-Star break.
True. Yep. We will be just not needed. Plus, nope. I know quickly before Steve comes back in a minute here, I know we were getting ready to record and I made a mistake. And I confess to it. I confess to it. Because for close to 100 weeks now, we've been promoting this product, this service, this business, and I went behind their backs today and was part of the reason why we started a minute late. And I apologize for that.
Don't apologize to me. Apologize to them.
I'm sorry.
You didn't cheat on me. You cheated on the service.
I had class, and I went to pick up some groceries in between that and the recording of the show. And to that, I apologize. To that, I apologize. What? I should have Instacarted.
That's right. I was going to make you say it. I didn't want to let you off scot-free and have to explain yourself. I didn't want to have to explain your actions.
Well, here's the thing. I'm the type of guy who's just going to come out. I'm going to be honest. And I'm going to admit my mistake. And my mistake was going to the store, picking up my my chicken and some I got a little spring lettuce mix for dinner tonight.
That's very very not John Henry like of you to own up to your mistakes.
No. I would have been like, how would he have handled this situation, do you think?
He would have said, well, you know, I've had such a good relationship with the grocery store in the past, and you know, this one time I can't believe you're up my neck, you know, all this stuff.
True.
I've promoted Instacart so well in the past, and you know, I wanted to, I don't know.
Theoretically,
I'm sure he'd weasel out of it.
Theoretically, if I say had needed to spare those 30 minutes, come home, but still needed groceries, like how would I have gone about that though?
I mean, I want you to say it.
You want me to say it?
Yeah, I want you to give this a run.
Okay.
You screwed him over. You gotta redeem yourself.
All right. I'll give it a try then. Hold on. Can you kind of lead me into it? Cause I need like a little, you know.
What would you use Instacart? Oh, what's that? Well, if you don't know,
Well, if you don't know, Instacart is an online grocery delivery app that you can use to pick up your groceries, find the best prices if you need a missing ingredient before you watch the Red Sox game, order through Instacart. Don't know what the offer is this week, but I'm sure it's something good. It'll be in our show notes. Definitely not. Instacart, never step foot in a grocery store again.
That was pretty pathetic.
Woo. Yeah, well, you missed the woo part.
That was something.
That was. Yeah, I feel like this is one of the, I wouldn't say not, this is like between March and the end of the season, this is probably like the worst week or two, the worst stretch of it. Because you get the first week or so of spring training, you get to see all the pictures of guys coming in, and first couple games, like, don't get me wrong, the Red Sox are wagging this and that, but now it's kind of like this weird limbo where there's still 3 weeks till opening day. Can't really analyze things too much during spring training. We can't give our full preseason like prediction episode yet, so we're kind of like stuck in this weird little limbo. What's up, Steve?
I'm back.
Hey. I know you probably. You did miss some funny stuff. I was gonna say I know that you probably just didn't get the news that you wanted to hear, but I'm here to deliver something to you.
Okay.
This is from ChatGPT.
Okay. What did you ask it?
I asked
Write a chirp for Steve Brady. Hey, Steve, you must have been born on a highway because that's where most accidents happen. That's me.
You don't want to know the funny part is I asked it twice and it said, I'm sorry, I won't say anything mean about anybody. And then it fired back with that.
Wow. I like how you just had to ask it like a few times and it was like, all right, fine.
Did you feel that chirp added a playful twist, was not overly aggressive, but still managed to get under your skin in a lighthearted way?
It's important to remember that chirping should be done in a good fun and respectful towards others.
I feel like that's not respectful at all.
Or lighthearted. Telling Steve that he's an accident.
Ouch.
Yikes.
Ouch.
Any other thoughts on the Sox? Klaus and I, we had our grocery store discussion too.
Oh, you did? Well, yeah. Did you discuss how Gardner's a phony?
Gardy also butchered the Instacart ad.
That was my punishment.
Now you're stuck in the grocery store again.
I got like a genuine question. Who actually uses these what I don't even know what you call them. Steve's wearing a fedora right now.
And a fake goatee. That looks very real.
Who would actually use these in a professional setting? Like imagine opening up a Zoom meeting and your boss has got a fake goatee on and a fake fedora.
It's for silly moments like this, Clausen.
I was gonna say I can't imagine they're used in a professional setting, but maybe like during COVID when you couldn't like visit your grandparents, it was like, you know, having some fun with grandma on Zoom. You're like, oh, grandma,
or it's like
turn into
during
a cat.
COVID and your boss has to do some layoffs and he's like, Andrew, I brought you into this meeting. I hope that you've noticed that I am, in fact, being fun and lighthearted in the filters that I've chosen today. However, we have to lay you off. And then he tips his virtual fedora.
You did not just tip your imaginary fedora.
Yep.
Imagine you walk into the Zoom office and you see that your boss has the giraffe filter on. You're like, shit, I'm getting laid off today. That's
yeah.
It.
You know the giraffe means you're gone.
The Gone Bridge giraffe should be our new mascot.
Like Toys R Us, no free ads?
Yeah, actually, our last exercise on ChatGPT, what should the mascot of the Gone Bridge?
I bet it says Golden Gate Bridge.
Definitely. Oh. It's ChatGPT's. They crashed.
Well.
I don't love this. I'm just going to X out of here. That was good work. We were saying we should bring that back as another segment, maybe in a month or so.
What, ChatGPT?
Yeah, just kind of, how do I get out of this?
Yeah, no, I'm with that. I like it.
Steve, could you just do the intro for that segment one more time so we can clip it?
Beep, boop, beep, doo, beep.
You guys got anything else on the Sox? Like, they're an absolute wagon, that's for sure.
Best team in baseball right now.
Yeah. Hopefully Turner will be okay again. A lot of outfield depth, yeah. So maybe we'll see someone slide back into to like DH there. But I don't know. A lot of injuries so far. Hopefully guys will get better and hopefully things won't get worse.
Did you get that from ChatGPT?
Yeah. Yeah, the rest of this episode is going to be purely ChatGPT. All right, we got some questions.
We're going to talk about the World Baseball Classic?
Oh, shoot. Yes, let's do that first. Almost skipped over that. Yeah, the World Baseball Classic starts tonight at 11, 4 hours from now. Let me pull a... Did you guys
Cuba and Netherlands tonight.
Let's go. Xander's going to be playing. Yeah, we got that tonight. The U.S.'s first game is... when do they play? Where are they playing? Phoenix? There's four different regions.
Yeah, Miami. Yeah.
No, they're in Phoenix.
The U.S.?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're in Phoenix.
They play on Saturday, 9 p.m. against the Great Britain.
Who's on the Great Britain team?
Probably some redcoats, people that took Northern Ireland.
Bastards.
Then we play Mexico. I'm not on the team. Mexico, Canada, and then Colombia. Let's see if there's the Great Britain team. Anybody from the MLB?
It's like sneaky loaded.
Let's see. Yeah. Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, right.
Vance Worley. Now we're talking. They've got three infielders on their team. Darnell Sweeney. Why does that name sound familiar? Oh, Trace Thompson, Clay Thompson's brother, is on the team.
They're from Great Britain.
He's on the Dodgers.
Well, he's on Great Britain, too.
Clay Thompson's British?
I guess. Come back and you get a full pirate outfit on. Yeah, I think Clay Thompson. Arr. They've got, like, basically yeah. Vance
Worley. I thought this was a Red Sox podcast.
This is a pirate podcast.
Not a Pittsburgh Pirates podcast.
Yep. Basically just Vance Worley. That's it.
Steve, did you just sit in a room all day with no human contact?
Yeah, me? Like pretty much. Yeah.
Steve's kind of going crazy.
A little bit.
Stir crazy. I'm going to get scurvy.
All right. So, yeah, there are how many teams in the World Baseball Classic? 20?
I mean, only three that matter.
True.
Maybe four. Mexico.
Oh, I'll tell you who I'm excited to watch. I will say
there's 20 teams.
I am excited for Cuba only to see Yoenis Cespedes play baseball again.
He's on the team?
He's starting in left field.
No way.
I thought he was dead.
When was the last time he played in the majors?
Well, he was on the Mets a couple of years ago. I think it was 2019. And then he just disappeared for like 3 days and told no one.
Oh, yeah.
And then just came back and was like, oh, like, why are you guys so worried?
Why y'all tripping?
Let's play a game. Let's play whoever can guess closest the date. This is the listeners can play this too. Guess the date closest to when Yoenis Cespedes played his last game.
I'm going to go July 8th, 2020. 2019. I take it back. 2019.
I'm going to say.
Oh, the Red Sox are losing. Kevin Pillar just hit a home run.
I hate Kevin Pillar.
I'm going to say June 1st, 2019.
I feel like, didn't he play in the 2020 season or no? Maybe not. I'm going to go August 3rd, 2019. We are all so far off. He did play in the 2020 season. Played 8 games. And the last game he played was August 1st, 2020.
The last game?
Yep. But he didn't play at all in 2019.
That was kind of close.
Yeah, you were like a year off.
That was kind of close. But initially I said 2020.
True. Yeah, that'll be cool. So, yeah, 20 teams in the tournament. You got Chinese Taipei. I guess, so let's, you want to pick our winners for each group?
I'll run with that.
Yeah, there's two teams come out of each group. So in the first pool, let's share my screen here. First France. Pool, we've got Chinese Taipei, Netherlands, Cuba, Italy, and Panama.
I'll go the Netherlands and Chinese Taipei.
I think I'm going to take the Netherlands and Cuba.
I think that's going to be my pick too. I'm going to go Netherlands and Cuba.
Just kidding.
Is there anybody on who's on Chinese Taipei?
I'm going to guess no one that we know. Oh, there's like the
Kim Ha Song, I think. Yeah.
Kim Ha Song.
Zui Lin.
No way.
He's
not even the smallest guy on this team. That's alarming.
Yeah, there's a guy 1 inch shorter than. What's Zui Lin been up to of late?
Fucking being the tsunami.
He played one game for the Twins in 2021. I don't know. I might have to root for Chinese Taipei if Tsunami's playing for them.
It's already too late.
And Yu Chang is on the team too.
That's sick.
Well,
I already picked them. Sorry, guys.
I'm still gonna root for. I still don't think they make it out of the group. Looking at Team Italy now. Not seeing
bunch of nobodies.
Nicky Lopez is on the team and. You got two Royals on the team. Pasquantino.
Trevor Royal.
This is a really Italian-sounding team.
Well, let's be honest. They're Team Italy. Matt Harvey's on the team?
No way.
He couldn't. Yeah, he probably just didn't make the cut for the U.S.
Jeff Biagini, didn't he play for the Red Sox at one point?
That's pretty sick that they got Batman on the
pretty
team.
Pretty sure this guy played for the Sox at one point. Or he was on, like, in the organization.
You got Tommy Gabagool.
All right, let's see. Who's on
team? Let's keep it pushing. We don't have to look at every roster.
Sorry. All right, Group B, Japan, Korea, Australia, China, Czech Republic.
Japan and Korea, bro.
Definitely.
Give me Japan and China.
I don't know if you guys know the answer to this. What's the difference between Chinese Taipei and China?
I don't know. It's probably something that has to do with the government and oppression and stuff, and I don't want to get into it.
Fair. Fair.
I'm actually going to change my vote and say Japan and Korea. Taking China over Korea is just
such a
poor idea.
Fake. Such a fake, bro.
I mean, that's the right pick, I feel like. Like, is anybody on, like, the Czech Republic that anybody would know of here looking through this roster? I don't know any. Oh, Eric,
I understand now. Chinese Taipei is Taiwan.
Oh, okay.
What?
Why is it not just Taipei or
it's a whole government thing because Taiwan is still under control. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I believe
that Taiwan is still under government control from China. So it would be like the, you know, in the Olympics, it was instead of Team Russia, it was Russian Olympic Committee.
Yeah, that was because they got suspended.
Right. But it's like because they're still under Russia. They had to go in as Russia.
Gotcha.
I don't know.
Interesting. All right. Well, yeah, that's Group B. I guess I'll take Japan and I'm going to take Japan and Australia. Why not?
Who's on the Australian team?
I have no idea. Not a clue. Let's see if you a lot of A's. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, wait. Maybe that's the Australian. I'm so dumb. That's the Australian hat.
A lot of Oakland Athletics on the Australian team.
Nobody. Moving over to Pool C.
Would you say that is Australia an archipelago too?
It might be. I don't know. I've had a couple rough moments on the show recently. Group C, USA, Mexico, Colombia, Canada, and Great
Britain. I'm going to go USA and Canada.
I am also doing the same. And I'll tell you why. If you go to the USA roster and you go all the way down to coaches, our good friend Michael Young, former third baseman for the Texas Rangers, is the batting practice pitcher.
Electric position.
Okay. That dude definitely throws some fire BP.
What do you mean our friend, though? Texas Rangers third baseman? I was expecting you to see like Lars Anderson coaching the team or something.
That team would be crazy good.
I mean,
that team would have such a good time together.
The coaching staff like
it would be one of those like Mr. Miyagi things where if by playing volleyball and listening to house music, you suddenly get just like really good at the skills of baseball.
True. This roster is absolutely loaded.
Yeah.
Like I can't imagine, say, Team Australia playing against this team.
They about to get ran through.
Probably. Moving on to Group D. Also, my pick for Pool C is Mexico and USA. Group D, Puerto Rico, Venezuela, Dominican Republic, Israel, and Nicaragua.
I'm going to go with the DR and Israel.
Israel.
Shout out to Ian Kinsler.
I think I'm going to take Puerto Rico and the DR.
I'm taking Venezuela and the DR.
No love for Puerto Rico.
You just picked, well, you picked them. No love for Venezuela.
No love for Israel.
I think LaVarnway's on Israel, isn't he?
No way Ryan LaVarnway's still playing baseball. Yeah, stand corrected. That dude is old.
Danny Valencia, Jock Peterson.
Jock.
Ian Kinsler is their manager, Steve.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Kevin Youkilis is the hitting coach.
Yeah, look at that.
You guys were like, Israel. They're loaded. They're loaded.
Pretty sure no one said that. Robert Stock's on the team too.
They're no loaded, way. Bro.
Dean Kramer. Jake Kalish. I wonder if this is, yeah. A couple of interesting. Oh, this guy's on the Red Sox. Yeah, Richard Blair. He's the guy we got for Matt Barnes. Anyways, I guess picking a championship game, I don't really know how that works, but you want to pick two teams you think might be in this championship? I don't know like how the bracket works.
I got the USA winning the whole thing, buddy. That's all I know.
I think I'm going to pull an audible and not go with the Dominican Republic, which might be a bad choice, but I think I'm going to take Japan. That team is a wagon.
Over the United States of America?
Who's on the Japan team? They didn't even take
We beat game. Japan once. They're not letting us beat them twice.
Deport this man.
I'm taking Shohei Ohtani as his own slot on the roster.
This team is pretty disgusting. They were playing an exhibition last night, and it was just like a laser show.
Lars Nootbaar and Masataka Yoshida.
I saw something really funny. They were doing like a team meeting before the game, and Lars Nootbaar is just standing there like next to the cameraman, and he like nudges him. He's like, I have no idea what they just said.
Dude, do you think that's like what, I don't know, what like Koji would do when there were like team meetings? Like he'd have a camera next to him?
But the thing is like they probably had a translator for Koji.
Oh, they definitely. I feel like they would have one for him too. No?
They most certainly did not at this game yesterday.
Do you guys think that the monkey never cramp guy is on the team?
Oh, what was his name? Miyua Nori Kawasaki?
It was like Kawasaki. Monkey never crap.
Minori Kawasaki. I don't think he's on the team. He's
every day two banana.
He's no already he's 41.
So
he hasn't played in 7 years.
Every day two banana. No crap.
He played almost 100 games for the Blue Jays. And
there are some really strange people coaching these teams. I just saw Russell Martin is a hitting coach.
Russell Martin, like the actor?
Yes.
That's sick.
Julio Borbón, for those who remember,
wow,
is the first base coach for the Dominican Republic.
This guy hit one home run in his career, and I'm here to see it.
I think I actually was at this game.
In Toronto?
Yes.
What?
Is it against the Yankees?
Nope.
No, all right, no. I wasn't at this game. No mind.
Immediately nope. Flashes an nope. Orioles uniform. Let's see. Oh.
Boom.
Oh. That's barely going to get over. Oh, to the wall.
Is it going to be one of those like Jose Canseco hits off the top of his head and bounces over?
Oh, look inside the Parker.
I want to see we got a good celebration here.
Yeah. That's the one. There's bananas around.
This guy was electric. Ah, oh, nice. Him and Bautista doing a little bow.
Oh, yeah.
You guys see the bobblehead that the Blue Jays are doing this year?
No, what is it?
With Jose Bautista?
Yeah, the Bautista bat throw.
Oh, yeah, I did see that, actually.
Real quick, before we throw it to questions. Also, I'm picking Team USA. The Red Sox came out with their promo nights for 2023. And let me tell you, what date was it? Oh, May 2nd against the Blue Jays. See if I can find this. They're giving away a Pedro Martinez promo shirt. Here we go. Take a look at this thing.
I'm waiting.
That's sick.
That is sick.
Like I might just buy tickets for the game. Get the shirt and then just leave.
That's a sweet shirt, dude.
Yeah. They've also got a fair amount of promos this year. Opening day magnet, dude, a Carita jumbo necklace. Clausen, you still have the Verdugo chain?
I do. I don't know if I have it here, but I do have it still.
You got a City Connect belt bag.
Oh, like a fanny pack? I
assume is a fanny pack.
Yep.
Boston Strong t-shirt. The Pedro shirt, host game drone show on May 12th.
What does that mean?
Have you ever seen a drone show?
They just drop a nuke on Fenway.
Not on America's most ballpark. May 31st, 2013, World Championship bobblehead. June 14th, Kike City Connect tank. Oh, that's got to be a tank top, no?
No, yeah. Kike comes into the plate on a tank.
I mean, he's a tank, bro.
The first 7,500 fans get actual tanks. July 4th, Chris Sale bucket hat. Then we have an MLB Network tote bag on September 10th. That's it.
Lame. Lame.
So. All
right. We got to push this along. Yeah, I got to bounce soon.
Let's push this questions. Our first question comes in from Matt. Oh, shoot. Hold on.
This one comes in from Matt.
Or we got questions.
From Matt.
They're from Matt. First one comes in from Matt. He said, what is your preferred deodorant / cologne?
Nothing with aluminum in it. Irritates my skin.
Big fan of... trying to think of a new ingredient.
I was trying to think of something for that too.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. Old Spice.
I go with the same one.
Yeah.
Nice. Next question comes in from Matt. He says, if you were to paint your nails, what color would they be?
Clear coat, baby. Just get them shiny.
I would do them red, just like Tristan Casas.
I was going to say red too. Have you guys ever gotten a manicure or pedicure?
Nah, but I bet it's sweet, honestly.
I do got to get one of those one of these days. I just would feel so bad having someone clean my feet.
Yeah.
I guess that's capitalism for you, but I would just, like, in my heart, I would feel so bad for the
honestly,
poor man
if you
or
don't
woman
get a pedicure, you're a communist. You're a commie bastard.
I am a commie bastard, Steve.
I got one once. It was like
four you did for ago. What reason? Just cause?
I was on vacation with my friend and his family, and then they were all getting one, and they were like, "You want to get one too?" I was like, "Sure."
A pedicure or a manicure? A
pedicure. They didn't put anything on my nails. They basically just washed and massaged my feet. It was great. I also learned my feet are insanely ticklish. one more question from Matt. He says, what dish have you made the most in the past year?
I'm not into ceramics, so none of them.
What dish have you cooked in the last year the most?
I'm gonna go with Gardy's famous jelly and ketchup meatballs.
Yeah, let me hear the slander, Clausen. Because let me tell you something. I cooked those for the Super Bowl. They were the first thing gone.
And no one
touched
them.
They were a smashing hit.
They were the first thing in the trash. Yeah. Someone tried one and was like, these can't be on the table.
They took the whole thing, the plate and all. They were like, I feel bad.
I'm going to eat the whole thing.
The whole thing. Mm-hmm. No, those are good. Those are good. I don't know. I keep it simple. I cook a lot of like chicken and pasta or, you know, some baked beans.
Beans.
Steve loves beans.
I saw my friend get no rice quad beans the other day at Chipotle.
Oh,
no rice quad.
It was Chuck.
That's his like Chipotle order, isn't it?
Yeah.
No free ads.
How many? How much beans is that? That is absurd.
Two scoops
of quad beans.
Like two scoops of what is it? Brown or pinto beans?
He said, "Can I get both? Double."
I usually do a
scoop. That's a water.
And then, like, they actually legitimately did it. And he was like, in his head, he was like, it's a lot of beans. He was like, too much beans, even for Chuck, bro.
Wow. It's a lot of beans. We actually got one more question from someone else this week.
Whoa.
This question comes in from ChatGPT. And ChatGPT asks, how has the construction and evolution of bridges throughout history impacted the way we approach infrastructure development today?
More bridges, more places to hit baseballs over.
Facts. Cool backdrop in Pittsburgh. That's my answer. Go Pirates. Right, Pirates, Steve?
Arg.
Austin, you got a Yahtzee of the week?
Tristan Casas had actually, I'll say for the Red Sox, Tristan Casas has been on fire. He's hit a couple nukes so far. But my league-wide Yahtzee of the week is going to go to Shohei Ohtani last night, who hit a 430-foot home run on one knee.
That was pretty sweet.
That was pretty sweet.
That was sweet.
That was pretty sweet. I just saw a picture of Sister Jean.
Is she dead?
Nope.
That's cool. My dog is bashing his head into this door. Hold on.
Let's wrap this up then. Hold on. Actually, I do want to see Steve's dog real quick. This has got to be like a hard episode to listen to. We've kept it real visual on the show.
Let's go.
I love that dog. How much does it weigh, Steve?
It's probably like, I don't know, like 65 pounds.
That's it?
I know.
It's maybe 70. Yeah, 65. He's considered a medium
body
dog.
Body shaming the dog, Clausen?
Medium to large.
Body shaming
it's
the dog?
It's all fur.
No, I just, I don't know. It's a lot of fur. And nice. I thought it was a larger dog than that. Excuse me.
More he's medium to large.
More flags.
He's no, you know, he's no like Great Dane.
Steve, how hard is it to keep that thing clean?
My dog, he gets groomed every 5 weeks.
I'm talking like keeping it white. I feel like it steps outside and it would just be covered in mud.
Yeah, he does. He cleans himself.
What a guy. How old is he?
10.
Nice.
Nice, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, anything else? Or close out the nine?
The lines between reality and fiction in terms of whether or not the things on my face are real are starting to skew, and I think I will miss them when I return to reality.
Nice.
Went to UMass last weekend. Sorry to anyone from UMass who's listening, but UNH just as a whole, significantly better place to be.
Hell yeah.
Go Cats.
Let's go Cats.
Let's go. Go Wildcats. Come on. Come on, Cats. Go score that. Go score that touchdown. Speaking of the Wildcats. The basketball team right now playing in the America East semifinals game against UMass Lowell. They're the 3 seed. UMass Lowell is the 2 seed. UNH has never been to the NCAA tournament. They are down one point at the half.
And I will tell you, they've never been, and I don't think this year is the year.
Even if they win this game?
Who would they play? UVM is just an animal in the American East.
UVM almost beat Arkansas last year in the tournament. Like, they're an absolute wagon.
UNH would just get hosed.
I will say, UNH did beat UVM in the regular season this year. So, we'll see.
Theory.
It would be pretty cool. It's a one-point game at the half, 34-33. Love a good, love some March Madness. Anyways, appreciate you for tuning in. Regular season's coming up. We can actually bring you some more baseball talk. But yeah, hope you have a good rest of your week. If you enjoyed what you listened to, don't forget, to subscribe to our episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Or don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Gombridge Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to our episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. And Stitcher.
Steve.
Stitcher.
And we will be back next week with episode 120. See ya.
Beep boop.